Welcome to episode 1158 of the Geek News Central podcast. It's Monday, November 7th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, or you can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider, or just paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Today's show, we're going to be talking about universal income, hijacking some smart lights, having a gun but no bullets. We're going to be talking about the new HBO series Westworld, along with a lot of other tech. Got a great show lined up for you. We are not live today. We are doing this show, or I am doing this show, from Denver, Colorado. It is still daylight, which is a miracle. This show is normally recorded at night, but we'll talk about that here in just a few seconds. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to anyone that's a brand new listener to the show. Thank you for being here. You've picked a great show to subscribe to. If you're not subscribed, get over to geeknewscentral.com and subscribe to the show and newsletter. You can do that right from the main page on the website. We want you also to visit Geek News Central daily to read the great content being put out by our content writers. If you have comments on today's show, you can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com, on Twitter, @GeekNews. You can join our Slack channel by sending me an email and asking to join the Slack chat channel. And of course, you can follow on Google Plus or Facebook just by searching for the word Todd Cochran. Watch the show on Roku, on Apple TV. Listen on Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play the latest edition of this show's name. You can listen on Stitcher, or you can watch or listen at blueberry.com. Partner shows at Geek News Central include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, Pro Gear Site written by the GNC team. Of course, my new show, Podcast Legends at podcastlegends.com. This is the longest running continuous sponsor. This show is and has the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that would be GoDaddy.com. So you got lots of great offers. All you have to do is get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, and you're going to find all of our codes there, whether it be a 99-cent.com, whether it be a dollar a month economy hosting account, whether it be a dollar a month shared, a managed WordPress site with, and all those accounts come with a free domain. All those deals can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, including a great 30% off code that you can use to save money on general purposes. And as part of our strategy to continue to build the volume and support for GoDaddy, we ask each and every one of you that feel you can and are willing to link over to our GoDaddy page, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Put that in your Facebook post, put it in a tweet, put it in Google Plus as a way to support this show. It's definitely appreciated when you do. It helps me build PageRank on that page, and it's greatly appreciated. But for those of you that have picked up a GoDaddy product or service this month, let me know what you're using it for these days. Are you getting a hosting account to set up something for your family? Are you starting a new blog? Have you got a new idea? Business. For business owners, there's Website Builder. You can pick up a Website Builder account, get a free month on that, with some support from GoDaddy themselves to help you get started. So definitely check out all those offers at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Use those codes, share them wide. Make sure that your friends and neighbors and folks that are talking about picking up a website know where to save money. And that's the first place to send them, is send them to my site and use the code, or just share the codes in general. And that'll help us out a great, great deal. So just kind of give you guys an update. We're audio only today. So anyone that didn't move over from the video portion of the show, we're just here together, kind of old school, the way this show was done in the early days with no live audience. And me just staring at a computer screen in a hotel room. It doesn't get any more down to earth in the way we used to do the show than that. That's really kind of amazing if you go back to the roots and remember that this is how this show started at episode one, kind of in a similar situation. I'm in a Hilton Doubletree this time versus a Hilton Garden. I was actually in a Hampton Inn when I started episode one so many years ago, but I'm having to talk a little bit quieter. Because you never know who's on the left or who on the right, and you talk, you know, I naturally talk loud. So if I talk as my normal big voice, the neighbors would get not as noisy. Okay, so, and you know what's kind of funny is it was something we didn't have back 12 years ago was Slack. So just as I was, you know, making a comment there, a Slack message come on and it totally disrupted. I have a one-track mind, I'm sorry. But anyway, here in Denver, flew out of Honolulu last night, two-legger, went into LA, had about an hour and a half layover, jumped on a flight and then got into Denver about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Took forever, I mean forever, for budget to come and pick us up and take us to the car rental place. And I'm on a budget trip this time, so I got a compact, ended up with a Corolla that has about 43,000 miles on it. So that's one thing that's about budget. You definitely get a budget vehicle. It's not like Hertz or Avis where the cars are almost brand new all the time, but you pay the premium for that opportunity, difference in pricing. But anyway, I had walked out of the house. I get everything ready. Had everything packed up. I actually had an extra bag this time because I'm bringing some gear. We'll talk about some things I'm doing. And lo and behold, I left my coat. My son drove me to the airport. I got out of the car and I'm like, where's my coat? I got three bags, but no coat. And yeah, I left it at home. So I got here and the weather's beautiful. When I arrived, really didn't need a jacket, but I know mornings are going to be chilly. So I went to Walmart and gave them $27 for a coat. You guys know I don't. I shop at Walmart as little as possible, just because it's a long history there on that. So anyway, got everything picked up. Then there was a huge wreck on 25. So sit in traffic for a while. Finally, I think I got the hotel about 2 local. It's now, or maybe 1 local. Anyway, I think it's 2 local. Now it's 4:30 in the afternoon. It's, like I said, still daylight. And I wanted to get this show out because I'm feeling the jet lag and I'm a little bit punchy. So if I get crazy on today's show, lack of sleep in the last 24 hours, even though I did sleep a little bit on the airplane, but I did pass a milestone yesterday. I hit 1 million frequent flyer. Well, I basically have flown 1 million miles with United. I went over that ticker on the leg between Honolulu and L.A., so internal victory, really nothing else more than that. But so 1 million miles flying with United so far. And I think I took about 8 years really to get there, which is not bad. I'm up to about 135,000 miles this year alone. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, I've talked about some things I've wanted to do. And I'm going to be starting to do a vlog. Yes, not another podcast. This is a vlog that will try to capture some of the things I do behind the scenes. And it's not going to give you full insight into everything. There'll be times that I will not share the client that I'm talking with, or sometimes I'll be able to bring a camera in with the client that I'm maybe consulting with. So you'll be able to travel along with me, and sometimes you'll get to know exactly what I'm doing. Sometimes you won't. So I just want to kind of give you the heads up on that. It's due to the, you know, maybe the contract I have with a company that don't say who they are specifically. But I'm going to be doing this vlog. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be on my personal YouTube channel. I'll probably be posting up on Facebook. I'm not making it a daily thing. It's going to be whenever I can. And I'm just going to be, you know, trying to test my waters here and just have fun with some kind of like talking to you type content. You know, we do it here, but I'm going to have this separate vlog that I think will be successful. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, that's what's going to be happening. I'll probably post the first one up today because I did about a 5-minute thing on camera before I did the show, in between hiccups, which prevented me from getting the show started today. But anyway, that's enough on that. Let's go ahead and get into the content. I got a stack of stuff for you tonight, and it should go pretty quick. So I don't know how long we'll be here, but I imagine by about the 40-minute mark, we should be done, just based on the articles that are up tonight. Elon Musk is saying that we will need a universal income because robots are going to steal all the jobs. And I look at that comment, and I'm thinking, not necessarily in my lifetime will that happen, but at some point down the road, I think we will have robots doing a large majority of manual labor. They've already got machines that can lay bricks. They have, there'll still be needs to get products from, you know, stuff from A to B, short run haul. You know, there is definitely going to be a change in the job market. And he's got an interesting point here. You know, what happens when robots start to replace humans on more and more daily basis? It's already happened in the auto industry, and they had to put provisions in the auto industry to basically pay employees based on union rules, even when they didn't have work for them. So some of that happened, but you know, a lot of that now has gone by the wayside. Enough contract time, you know, things have expired, and people were either retired out. So you know, what will happen if robots steal our jobs? And you know, AI is not quite there, but who knows what's going to happen in another 10 years? How far down the road we're going to be. So I guess the question for all of you is, can a robot replace the job that you do today if the robot had artificial intelligence and had an equal IQ as you? Will that happen in your lifetime, or will it take, you know, another 100 years before we get to that point? Time will tell. But Elon Musk is forward-thinking and asking these pertinent questions that will have to be answered at some point down the road. How many of you have a Philips Hue smart light? And I don't know, it's a smart device. It's a connected device. Well, there is a hack that is tricking bulbs into accepting nefarious firmware updates. And they're exploiting a weakness in TouchLink aspect of Zigbee Link Light system. Now, Zigbee's been hacked before, but this is a new hack, and this is directly to light bulbs that cannot be firmware upgraded. The hackers were able to bypass the built-in safeguards against remote access. From there, they extracted the global AES CCM key that the manufacturer uses to encrypt and authenticate new firmware, and then the malicious firmware can... Now, this new malicious firmware can disable additional downloads. So I guess that's the case. The hackers were able to lock out the devices from getting additional downloads. And this, any effect caused by the worm, blackout, constant flickering, etc., will be permanent. What's more, the attack is a worm and can jump from connected device to connected device through the air. It could potentially knock out an entire city with just one infected bulb at the root within minutes. So there was no need of reprogramming those devices without full disassembly because they were able to just, you know, control it digitally. It's pretty impressive. And they showed two videos, and they were up to 320 feet away in order to implement this hack. They didn't have to be relatively close. They just flew a drone with a little electronics package hanging out from underneath to be able to compromise the lights. And the video display is entertaining, but at the same time concerning, because here we have more smart devices that are being hacked. They I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon. That's for sure. So if you have smart devices, you'll definitely want to take a look at this particular article. You guys know I'm a big fan of the Dell XPS. As a matter of fact, I've traveled on this trip with only a Dell XPS 13. It's my primary travel device. I used to travel with both a Mac and a PC, but now that I'm recording on the Zoom H6, I really don't need an additional computer to record, so lighten my load a little bit, and that I need to do in any case because I travel too heavy. But they've come up with a 2016 Rolls Gold Edition. So if you're looking to pick up a new laptop for Christmas and maybe something for your wife, the lowest price on these start at $799. I absolutely love this particular laptop, and they do sell it with a 7th generation iCore 7 processor if you want. That is going to be a bit more expensive. The one I have is a Core i5 and does just fine. So I have the link up in the show notes on that. Do you guys remember Earthlink? Well, Earthlink is still around. There's people still dialing up into Earthlink, and Earthlink is being bought by a company called Windstream for how much money? $673 million. And Earthlink has got some interesting deals. Not only do they have dial-up still available for people that are forced to using dial-up, but they have partnership agreements with Time Warner and a variety of people to provide DSL and high-speed internet on a reseller basis. And they've been doing that for many, many years. But any of you that remember Earthlink may have had an account over there. It was a good alternative to AOL back in the day. Earthlink was founded in 1994, really about 3 to 4 years before the true digital evolution of cable modems and so forth. But, yep, you still can get a 56K connection with Earthlink for $24.95 a month. I just can't imagine doing more than email on 56K. It'd be a good experiment to try and see how painful a internet session would be. All right, I talked about the beginning of the show, an interesting topic that was essentially have gun but no bullets. Well, the Navy's newest ship, which has a new weapon system called the Long Range Land Attack Projectile, has been priced out of business. So what started off for the USS Zumwalt, which is DDG 1000, which is the Navy's newest and latest warship commissioned just last month, it came with this new gun system. And when the Zumwalt was conceived in the beginning, there was plans to build a lot of these ships. Well, today, because of pricing, they've only built 3 to date. And I don't know how many more that they're going to order, but this particular gun that they put in the system was harkening back to the days of the battleship days, of being able to essentially launch a Volkswagen 30 miles and put shells on target at a rapid rate. Well, this new gun system used a rocket-assisted shell that was a precision weapon that was capable of, they would able to put 10 shells in the air a minute and program them so that all 10 shells could land at the exact same time over a an area that was going to get bombarded. But the problem run into with this automated AGS system is that the shots, instead of costing like $8,000 or not even $80,000 per round, end up costing $800,000 per round. So, you put 10 shots in the air and, you just racked up $8 million. So that's not good stewardship of the taxpayer's dollar, considering that a essentially a lead projectile, it runs up to $300. Is the typical build cost for a howitzer style round. Well, they're trying to figure out what to do. So they got this great gun and no bullets. They're going to test it. They're going to do some testing with a few, but this is not something that's going to be used on a normal basis. So they're looking for alternatives to put down this bore that they have on the ship, this gun bore. But can you imagine? And here's the thing that you guys have to think about: a tomahawk, which is capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. A tomahawk also can have a conventional warhead on the tip. Those only cost $1 million a piece, and the Navy actually doesn't pay for those until they actually fire them. The way they work the contract out, I think it's Lockheed Martin or whoever has the tomahawk, is the Navy basically pays a kind of like a storage fee. And then when they shoot a tomahawk, they have to write a check to Lockheed for the expenditure of the round. So you have this, this munition that can fly, literally many hundreds of miles, and then, GPS and be very, very accurate in its weapons delivery. It just makes a lot more sense to, fire tomahawks and stuff versus $800,000 or a round out of this gun. So it's just because they didn't get enough volume. The cost didn't remain high because they weren't, they didn't build as many of these ships and didn't build as many of these rounds. So it just goes to show you, sometimes things look good on paper, but in the end, cool ideas end up costing too much and they get shelved. NASA's Juno mission could last a lot longer than it was supposed to, and here's the reason why. The Junos had problems, engine problems, and they weren't able to put it in a shorter orbit. So at this point, NASA is going to keep it in its 53-day orbit around the planet with no definite plans to put the vehicle in a shorter orbit. Now, originally, NASA had hoped to have Juno in a 2-week orbit by now, but the ongoing engine troubles are delaying that move. So if Juno never goes into a shorter orbit, basically NASA says we can still get the science done, but it's going to have to extend the mission. And then you guys can kind of understand why. If you're hitting the planet every 2 weeks, you collect the data quicker versus being there every 53 weeks. It's not 53 weeks, 53 days. And they're just going to have to spend a little longer time collecting the science. So we'll see what happens with Juno. I started watching Westworld. What night was it? I watched Friday night a couple of episodes. I watched one episode on Saturday night. Have you guys seen this thing? This is kind of like, it's going to be one of those series that it's going to be like, any of these other real, many twist and turn stories. And predictions are already going on who are humans and who are bots and who you think is human that's actually a bot. And you're going to want to watch this series. It's got a lot of twists and curves, and that's part of the appeal of it. It's not so crazy from a storyline standpoint, but it does have its level of depravity and uniqueness. So definitely check out Westworld if you have access to HBO content. Very, very cool show. All right, tomorrow is the election. I think the people being vile on the internet will continue no matter who wins. But if you're going to be sitting up and watching the vote, I'm not. I'm actually going to dinner with an Ohana member here in Denver. But if you want to watch the results, of course, it's Google, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Politico, Votecaster. They're all going to have online results coming in, of course, with all the news stations as well. So I'll have the link up in the show notes to that. It's an article on The Verge that has all the resources, digital resources that you can check out. If you're a Nintendo fan, if you're a Nintendo 3DS fan, the new limited edition Nintendo 3DS will be just $99 on Black Friday. So if you want to pick up a new version, you'll be able to do that. This new Nintendo 3DS XL, both new and limited edition variants, feature a slick, subtle Mushroom Knight print. I don't know if it's got any additional features, but I'm not a Nintendo 3DS, but for those of you who are, you can pick one up cheaper. Also, you no longer have to buy a new car or stereo to use Android Auto. So this is cool. Android has teased a version of Android Auto software that would run entirely on your phone and not require a new car or aftermarket dashboard display. Now the company is starting to roll this software out to Android phone users. The new Android app, which is an updated version of the existing app, offers a completely streamlined, easy-to-navigate phone interface for when you're driving your car. It almost limits this amount of the amount of notification alerts you see, and includes the options to have your text message read aloud to you and to respond to them using voice. So definitely check it out. And you'll just need to get a mount for your phone in your car. So be able to put it up and have it someplace where you can see it, kind of like your GPS. New Tesla buyers will have to pay to use superchargers. Now this is news for all of you. The fees will apply to Teslas bought after January 1st, 2017, including Model 3 pre-orders. So this is a big change. Up to this point, Tesla owners have been able to charge for free on the superchargers. Well, if you use more than 400 kilowatts of free supercharging, well, you will get 400 kilowatts of free supercharging. That's a good for about 1,000 miles. Anything above that, you have to pay. Now, let me give an example of what that would normally cost. So 400 kilowatts in Hawaii at 36 cents, about $120, right? $130, $140. So that'd get you 1,000 miles. So if you're using a supercharger, you're going to have to, pony up to the bar and pay. Now, Tesla tries to ramp up production to 500,000 units. You know, it kind of makes sense that they're going to do this, that they're going to have to start charging for those superchargers, especially if they're going to be rolling out more of them. They're expensive probably to maintain and to install, buying the land or renting the land that they go on. So they're going to have to start recouping some of that money. So you have to pay to fill up. There's a cool video on Wired. And for those of you that live outside the United States and you live in a third world country that does not have a lot of, safety constraints, they show a crash between a 2015 Nissan Tesoro versus a 2016 Nissan Versa. One of those was built in the United States for resale in the, or was built for resale in the United States, and one was built for resale in Mexico. The crash results are dramatic, and it shows how much more protected American drivers are than their counterparts in Mexico. So I'll have this link up in the show notes, and I guarantee you, if you watch the video, you're going to get some big eyeballs on this one. It's pretty dramatic in how much of a difference the crash impacts were. I've been getting questions on Thunderbolt, Thunderbolt 3, USB-C, and everything in between. Well, there's a great article that explains the deltas between all these protocols. So I have a link up in the show notes. You can look if you're wanting to. This is a basically great reference guide. If you need to get up to school on this, it tells you all the deltas and the speeds and the power handling requirements and all that. So I have that link up in the show notes. It's over at tidbits.com. Also, if you're looking for a cool gadget as a stocking stuffer for Christmas, there's a dancing baby Groot car charger. It's pretty adorable. It will make a nice charger for one of your kids or maybe your wife. Maybe wives get this for your fella as well. So anyway, here's a stocking stuffer for you. Let me look at the price on this thing. Is it like it's $40, but it is kind of cute. So I'll have a link up in the show notes for you to check that out. Also, over the weekend, Chewbacca, you know who Chewbacca is, right? Star Wars. Well, Chewbacca, when they were recording on the set, the person in the Chewbacca was actually speaking his lines in English. Oh, ho, ho. You want to see the video? it's pretty cool. Sounds weird hearing a real voice coming out of Chewbacca instead of raw, you know, and a you know, subtitle. So link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. Also, how many of you had AOL? I know some of you are sheepishly putting up your hand. I used to collect AOL discs and just laugh about it and never signed up for AOL. Well, I had an AOL account for a very short time. Well, actually, I had a CompuServe account for a very short time when I was in Guam, but I never had an AOL account. If I did, I had like a 30-day trial and canceled it. But there was a voice. When you got email, this dude says, you've got mail. Well, the you got mail dude is now an Uber driver. And the Uber driver actually did the you got mail voiceover for her in the car. So if you want to see that, who is behind that voice, link will be up in the show notes. We're kind of you get a bunch of trivia stuff tonight. I apologize, but this kind of stuff sometimes is fun. Hey, there's an interactive periodic table that reveals exactly how we use all those elements. You know, we all know what lithium is used for, but many times we don't know what. For example, what zinc is used in, or what xenon is used in, or, you know, some of these other very odd elements. So this periodic table shows exactly how we use those elements and in specific things that are built using those periodic elements. So I'll have the link up in the show notes for that. Need one of these we could print for our young kids. And it's designed for young kids, too. So pretty cool educational tool. We talked about the James Webb Space Telescope last episode. Well, NASA's actually completed it. So it's been signed off. It's built. It's done. All that's left now is testing. And cold testing, and they're going to be doing shake testing and a variety of other things. They also show how the James Webb Space Telescope will be folded up into the Ariane 5 rocket and how it will unfurl itself. Once it gets into space. So link will be up in the show notes for you guys to check that out, all right? Uh-oh, do you have an Audi? Well, Audi reportedly cheated on gas engine emission test too. The Volkswagen Group subsidiary didn't fall far from its corporate parent. So the California Air Resource Board has reportedly discovered that even more VW Group vehicles were cheating with emission tests. Wall Street Journal and Reuters, via German paper Bild, are talking about how regulators have found software in Audi cars that have effectively masked their CO2 output under examination. The revelations were apparently made up to 4 months ago, but neither Volkswagen, Audi, or CRB have made the news public. So there goes your value on your Audi if you have an Audi. Volkswagen, my. Naughty. These German auto manufacturers. Samsung is going to launch an AI digital assistant service for the Galaxy S8. They made that announcement in saying it would launch an artificial intelligence digital assistant service for something Galaxy S8 smartphone, seeking to rebound from the Galaxy Note 7 collapse and differentiate its devices. Of course, they acquired Viv Labs, a firm run by a co-creator of Apple's Siri Voice Assistant program. Samsung plans to integrate the San Jose-based company's AI platform called Viv into the Galaxy smartphones, expand voice assistant services to home appliances and wearable tech devices. So that's coming with the Samsung Galaxy S8. You gonna buy one? Do you trust them? I bet you they won't have any fire issues. I bet you that thing will be thoroughly tested. All right, China's cracking the whip on digital. China has a new cybersecurity law, and it's bad news for business. This new cybersecurity regulation will put stringent new requirements on technology companies operating in the country. The proposed cybersecurity law comes with data localization surveillance and real name requirements. The regulations require instant message services and other internet companies require users to register with their real names and personal information and to censor content that is prohibited. Real name policies restrict anonymity and encourage self-censorship for online communication. The law also includes requirements for data localization, which would force critical information infrastructure operators to store data within China's borders. And, you know, that just smells of all kinds of stink, right? The law will effectively put China's internet companies and hundreds of millions of internet users under greater state control, said Sophie Richardson, Human Rights Watch. China Director HRW maintains that while many of the regulations are not new, most were informal or laid out low-level law, and implementing the measures on a broader level will lead to stricter enforcement. So the great firewall of China gets deeper. If you use Gmail for iOS, well, they did an update today. It's finally on par with the Android version. I really haven't been a fan of Gmail in iOS, so I'm going to be excited to be able to test this when I get the update to see how well it works. I much prefer the native Apple message application than Gmail in iOS, so we'll see how well it works or doesn't work. For you YouTubers out there, YouTube has added HDR video support. So this high dynamic range HDR videos means that you can now watch YouTube videos in HDR on supported devices, including HDR TVs with Chromecast Ultra, and soon all 2016 Samsung SUHD and UHD TVs. HDR videos have a higher color contrast, as well as more detailed shadows and highlights. The technology supports a wider range of the conventional gamma curve, mimicking what the human eye sees in the real world thanks to clear and more vibrant colors. So we knew this was coming, but it's now possible to show HDR quality in a standard dynamic range display. So YouTube has produced a simulated composite that they put in this particular article. So very, very cool stuff. So if you want to check out the HDR requirements, there is a link I have for you in the show notes. Okay, so in tonight's show, there's going to be a new link. There's going to be a link to subscribe to my personal YouTube channel. Many of you are subscribed to my Geek News Central channel, but I want to do this vlog on my personal channel. So I'm going to encourage you guys to subscribe to that. I have a link to the site. There's hardly anything there now, but please get subscribed to the personal channel, and I'll be posting this stuff in Facebook and wherever else I'm going to put the vlog videos. So we'd appreciate you subscribing over there as well. If you feel that you want to follow and get to be in the behind-the-scenes look at everything, or as much as I can reveal, someday, folks, someday we're gonna be able to have an interesting discussion. And that's all I can say about that. Okay, I'm going to wrap the show up. 37 minutes. Told you we'd be out of here by 40. And it's getting dark outside. I've got it in exactly, what is the time here? I'm going to meet someone for dinner in just an hour. So that's going to work out well. I'll be able to wrap the show up tonight. Hey, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. If you have comments, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll be back with an audio-only edition again on Thursday. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Take care. Aloha.